Grand Canyon. You are going to hear a text about the Grand Canyon. First, you will have 1 minute to study the statements below. Then you will hear the text twice. Between the two listenings, you will have 30 seconds to think about your answers. While listening, mark the statements 1 to 8, true, T, or false, F, in the boxes after the statements. There is one example at the beginning, 0. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers on the task sheet. Start studying the task now.
During the 19th century, the population of the United States was expanding rapidly to the west. The Grand Canyon was considered a barrier to travelers. Only two places had been found where the river is low enough to cross. As settlers moved west, the United States government wanted more information about western territories. Much of the Grand Canyon was unknown. The words "unknown territory" were written on maps that showed the area.
In May 1869, Major John Wesley Powell and 9 others began the first full exploration of the Colorado River. They put 4 wooden boats into the water at Green River Station in Wyoming. They began their trip to where the Green River joined the Colorado River. Major Powell wrote in his book that they were beginning the trip down the great unknown. Major Powell had served in the Union Army during the American Civil War. He lost his right arm in a battle during the war. After the war, he became a professor of geology at Illinois Wesleyan University. He also studied paleontology, the science of life existing in different periods of Earth's history. And he became expert in ethnology, the study of different cultures. He was the right person to explore the Grand Canyon. He was someone who could describe the geology of the area, as well as learn about the American Indians who had begun living in the canyon as many as 9,000 years ago. Several of those tribes still consider the Grand Canyon their home.
This is the second reading.
During the 19th century, the population of the United States was expanding rapidly to the west. The Grand Canyon was considered a barrier to travelers. Only two places had been found where the river is low enough to cross. As settlers moved west, the United States government wanted more information about Western territories. Much of the Grand Canyon was unknown. The words "unknown territory" were written on maps that showed the area.
In May 1869, Major John Wesley Powell and nine others began the first full exploration of the Colorado River. They put four wooden boats into the water at Green River Station in Wyoming. They began their trip to where the Green River joined the Colorado River. Major Powell wrote in his book that they were beginning the trip down the great unknown. Major Powell had served in the Union Army during the American Civil War. He lost his right arm in a battle during the war. After the war, he became a professor of geology at Illinois Wesleyan University. He also studied paleontology, the science of life existing in different periods of Earth's history. And he became expert in ethnology, the study of different cultures. He was the right person to explore the Grand Canyon. He was someone who could describe the geology of the area, as well as learn about the American Indians who had begun living in the canyon as many as 9,000 years ago. Several of those tribes still consider the Grand Canyon their home.